This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. It's common to have a variety of unused pesticides heading into late fall and winter. If it's not possible to use them up before they'll be needed again, they need to be properly stored. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, offers a few tips for safely storing pesticides. Greg, we're at that time of year where we're starting to put some of our things away from the lawn and garden, and something that comes to mind is pesticide and pesticide storage. What are some things we should be keeping in mind?
Yeah, so oftentimes we end up with some extra at the end of the season. It would be ideal if we just kind of ran out as the need was there, but there's some left over, and those will be good for a couple of seasons, and so probably don't want to throw them away, and we can store them. Oftentimes, cool and dry is the conditions we're looking for many of these products, and depending on your own personal situation where that might occur, you know, maybe a garage that's somewhat heated. We don't typically want these products to freeze, and so that may be an option. One thing I've come across recently is people may be using unused refrigerators. You don't plug them in. Might be a good place to store some of these products. It's weather extremes that break these products down, and so if we can moderate that, real hot is a problem as well for some of these things, so maybe the garage isn't the best during the summertime, but any place you can utilize that you can moderate that temperature would be ideal.
We also want to make sure that these are safe.
Yeah, so the refrigerator is an idea if you can put a lock on that. You definitely want to keep it away from children or other people that may not want to come in contact with these products. So a good place that you can lock up is beneficial for sure.
In terms of what we most often store, I'm assuming that this has a lot to do with the lawn in particular, a lot of herbicides applied there.
Yeah, herbicides are probably our most common products that we have. There may be a few insecticides and fungicides and any other type of pesticide. And so keeping them cool and dry, the label is going to give you the exact information, but sometimes implementing those are a challenge to make sure that stays cool, dry, away from pets and animals and people. So those things we have to take control of.
I know this isn't like food, but do they have some kind of markings on the label that say best if used by?
I don't think they really do, but it'd be good for you to put the date that you purchased and used it. So, you know, if you have something, well, I don't remember, this is 3 or 4 years old, and maybe we need to take it to like a household hazardous waste site, which is another option. If it's a product you don't think you'll ever use again, take it to a place that they can recycle it or dispose of it properly for us.
That's a good point, because a lot of times we do wonder, what should I do with this? I don't really have enough to treat the lawn, but I also want to make sure I'm getting rid of it safely.
Yes, and so hopefully your community has one of these collection sites. Sometimes they're just like the third Saturday of the month, but some have year-round facilities that you can take those to, and that would be a great resource to utilize.
What are some other things that we should keep in mind?
You know, use these products as the label intends, and that's really going to get your best use out of the product when you use it again, but also on how to store that so that it is usable. These products have been designed to work, and if you're using them properly, they should be safe to use. Again, just read the label and make sure you understand the product before you use it.
Is this one of those instances where if it's maybe not as fresh as it should be, we might see diminished results?
There may be. That's something you may consider. You know, maybe if it doesn't work as well the first time and I use another application and it gets the job done, may use it up with some help with other people. Maybe they could use some of your product and got a neighbor. They may want to use it as well. So it will diminish over time. Be kind of a little sampling. Try it in a small area before you maybe treat the whole area that you're trying to manage.
At this time of year, what type of things could we maybe be using up?
Yeah, so we're looking at dandelion or broadleaf weed control, whether it be in the lawn or maybe in the landscape, something like that. Of course, read and follow label directions so you get the best use of that. Fertilizer doesn't necessarily fall into the pesticide realm, but again, keeping that cool and dry so it's usable until you don't need it anymore is another thing to consider. And fertilizing the typical cool season lawn, we still have some of that to accomplish this fall.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, with information for properly storing unused pesticides. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.